the word of the Lord. 1 John chapter 3, reading from verses 7 to 21. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that he heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and he know not. And he that know no murder hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good, and seeketh his brother, have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. Here endeth a portion of God's holy word. Lord, you have spoken. Lord, there is more than a mouthful that you would have uttered concerning the fact that we ought not to deceive, and we should stand in righteousness, and that we ought not to sin and allow the devil to control us. Lord, from the very foundation of the earth, mighty God, from the beginning when there was man, Lord, you know the temptation of Satan, trying to deceive in the heart of mankind what was evil. Father God, for this very same purpose, you allowed your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to come into the world, that through him we may be saved. Lord, we thank you for the ransom. We thank you, Lord, that you made yourself available, that in you, mighty God, there is life, and life more abundantly.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that you have exposed the devil.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, that on the cross you were victorious. And because of what you have done on the cross, mighty God, the devil has lost. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we have you. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that the things that happen in this world, mighty God, you have laid it plain before us. Father God, if they come into the world and speak not the things of you, then the light is not in them. Oh God, you said that we are light in the darkness.
Yes.
Oh God, let your light manifest in us, your people. Let your will and your way be done, Lord, each and every day. Let us be intentional in pleasing you.
Yes.
Father God, you know our hearts. You see our thoughts. You see our ways, Lord. And we come before the altar once more to say, Lord, we lay all things before you. As mighty God, we abide in you. Father God, you said you and your Father are one. You said you are the true vine and your Father is the husbandman. And so, Lord, because we are in you, mighty God, we are connected to you. Lord, teach us all things that we need to know in order, mighty God, to move from one stage to the next, to move from level to level. Lord, we want to abide in you in such a way that we are joined to you, oh God. Father God, this is not just out of religiosity while we are here, mighty God. We come before you day and night, lamenting, seeking your face, Lord, so that we can be better individuals, so that you can equip us to go out, mighty God, and tear down the plans of the enemy, mighty God. We want you to teach us more of your ways, Lord, so you can be manifested in us day and night, Lord. Oh God, Lord, we want to know you. We want to know you better, mighty God, than we know ourselves. Lord, teach us, Lord, to know your ways, to know your truth. Oh God, rid us of the pride of this world. Rid of the things of this world so that we can see you clearly, God. Oh God, mighty God, you have made your words clear. Oh God, that these things you have written concerning us so that we know how to live and abide in your truth and abide in your word. Oh God, we thank you for your anointing which teaches us all things. We thank you for your anointing which is truth and never lie unto us. You're never God to lie. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that for the confidence that you have given us, that all that we need in this world to combat against every lie from the enemy. Oh God, no. We know that he is a deceiver. We know that he's an accuser of the brethren. But even now, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have exposed him. Lord, we thank you, Lord, the enemy's tricks are never new. They're the same old, going around and around in rotation. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you are the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-knowledgeable God. Oh God, we thank you for your strategies this evening. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that we are a church that is filled with the Holy Ghost power. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you have armored us according to life and godliness. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the armory of heaven and that we have the battalion of angels on every side. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that they have gone before us. Oh God, in every direction necessary. North, south, south, east, east, west. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your direction. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your word and your truth. Oh God, order our steps. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for even your manifested presence here in the sanctuary right now. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that the enemy will never silence us. Oh God, no headache, no plan of the enemy will silence the voice that the Lord has given unto us. Oh God, the enemy is afraid of our roar, and we will never allow him to put us in a corner in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we thank you even now that the very four corners of this place, this building, is covered with the undiluted blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you that the blood never loses its power. We thank you that the blood will never rot or spoil. We thank you that the blood is as fire, oh God, burning inside of us. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that you are making a way even when we don't see a way. Oh God, we thank you even now. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing in every corner of this place, the building, the floors, the ceiling. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that you are with us most importantly. God, Jesus. What would we ever do without you? Yes. How would we ever manage without you? Yes. Oh God, you are everything. Yes. You are everything, God. Yes. And I'm not just saying it to say it, but you are our everything. Yes. You are everything. You are with us all the time, everywhere, whenever we need you. Oh God, we thank you even now. We thank you, Lord, mighty God. Teach us how to dwell in your word and dwell in your truth in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whosoever has the word of God, mighty God, is of light. Cause us to be like bearers of your truth in our going out and in our coming in. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that no evil, no plan of the enemy, no ill-spoken word that he has uttered over this place or over our lives will ever come to fruition. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ. Amen.